It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with General Manager Fiona Plessman. Fiona, did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend. It was so good to have a bit of sun.
Hey, Fiona, council meeting coming up at Denman this week.
Yeah, we like to have a few, at least three meetings a year out at Denman, and the first one for this year is Tuesday. So we'll be at the Memorial Hall at 6 o'clock. That's when the meeting starts, and anyone who'd like to come along is very welcome.
Is it just a normal council meeting, or is it Denman-centric? Is it just because we're taking it to the people sort of thing?
No, it's a normal council meeting. There are a couple of reports that relate to Denman, but it's a normal meeting. So,
and we'll be able to watch it online if necessary?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anzac Day, not too far away. What are our plans locally?
Well, council assists the Muswellbrook and Denman RSL sub-branches in arranging the Anzac Day services. So there's a dawn service at 6 a.m. and the muster is at from 5:30, and people are very welcome to come along. And then we have the parade and service at 10 a.m. at Market Street in Muswellbrook. We're back at the Cenotaph, so that's the big change. All the COVID rules are relaxed, so we can be back at the Cenotaph in Muswellbrook. And if people are wanting to participate in the parade, they need to muster from about 9:30 a.m. in Market Street. There's more information about parking on Council's website, app, and on the Facebook page. That'll be up a bit closer to Anzac Day.
I know I speak for everybody when I say it's so nice to be able to get things back to what we used to believe was normal again.
Yes, that's so true.
Hey, also, Fiona, I noticed as I drive around Muswellbrook in particular, the grass seems to be jumping out of the ground given the amount of weather that we've had recently. The local road crews are on top of it all?
Well, I wouldn't say we're trying our best to be on top of it. I've never seen grass grow so quickly.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep it down and also, very importantly, work on the damage to our roads. So we have been successful in getting some funds for disaster recovery and to repair our most damaged rural roads. And that program will be starting over the next few months. But yes, we're trying our best, and I'd like to thank all the residents personally for their patience in this as we proceed through to get things back to normal.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure everybody's out there doing the very best they can. I've got to throw one in there. Pete the Street Sweeper is a regular listener and contributor to the show. He says there's a pothole that's been fixed and it's left a bit of a mound at the intersection of Brook and Bridge Street in Muswellbrook. He's asked if you guys could have a look at that one for him.
Yes, we've had a lot of reports on that one, and of course we can't just sort of run out there and
especially not there. That's
We have to liaise with Transport for New South Wales because actually it's their road.
Yeah.
And understandably they're quite particular about how it's fixed and who does what on the highway. But yes, that's a problem pothole, that one.
All right. Well, that'll get sorted out in the not too distant future, I'm sure. Fiona Plessman from Muswellbrook Shire Council, thank you very much for joining us for the update.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.